You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, before we get to the email, Jeremy and I had another long discussion. I'm sorry, we still were talking about pancakes, but in this case...
This is real life, man.
It was whether or not to use syrup.
Yeah, because off the air, I was like, you know, Dom was raving about these Zephyr pancakes or whatever. And I was like, well, what kind of syrup do you put on it? Because that could really make or break a pancake as well.
Agreed.
And Dom's a no syrup guy.
Mm-hmm.
No syrup.
No syrup.
Which I kind of get. Like, I don't want to soak it in syrup. If I have a big thing of pancakes, I'll do like 4 to 5 drops on the pancake and then take the back of my fork and just kind of give it a nice sheen on the top of it.
You don't want it to get messy, soggy. So another thing you could do is take a small little plate, maybe like even a saucer that comes with, because nobody uses cups and saucers.
Yeah.
Take a little saucer and put just a little tiny reservoir of syrup on there. Then when you cut your bite of pancake, you reach over and you dab it in the syrup.
Shut up right now. That's
so
a great idea.
So all your pancakes do not get soggy.
Then you get however amount you want on there.
Exactly.
Oh,
because
Dom,
when you put syrup on, sometimes there's a coverage problem.
Yeah.
There's an application problem.
Yeah.
And this way you control the application for each and every bite.
I like that a lot.
Well,
and then
I'm
at the end, you can take that little saucer and drink
lick
the
it.
Rest of it. And
you lick
it.
The saucer.
You get down like a little cat and...
Look, I see that part of my job, and yours too, but part of my job is to make people's lives better.
Yeah.
And if we can do that with a chuckle in the morning or some interesting statistic or some discussion, or if it is a pro tip on how to eat pancakes, that's all part of the
life-changing,
great
man.
Feast of life, my friend.
A little saucer of syrup.
Life is a banquet. And we are trying to find the most ways on the Dom and Jeremy show for you to enjoy your banquet.
Really good.
Are you ready to move on?
Yep.
Play the music. Jeremy, how do people find us?
There's a website where you can find us, mix100.com. Go there, and then at the top, click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can email us there, or we're on that wonderful, wonderful social media site called Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This is from Abby, just A-B-I. I'm going to guess Abigail, but I don't know.
Okay.
She says, boys, and she does use the Z... Boys, the man boy in my life. So, the man
boy.
That's like, what's that one thing we called you for years? Man.
Man baby.
Man baby. Hold
He's
on.
He's a man boy. Is he doing collecting stuffed animals or something? Or action figures?
I'm going to tell you what
comic
it is.
Comic books?
But first we have to
I got
to
find it.
Oh, I got to find it. And it is.
Yeah.
Boys, the man boy in my life says he will never use a straw for any drink, with the possible exception of a soda at a drive-thru. And even then, I've seen him throw away the lid and the straw and just drink it.
Mm.
She writes, apparently it's not a manly thing to drink with a straw. Just thought you should know in case you guys didn't get the memo. Lots of sarcasm there. And then she says, love your show, with an exclamation point, Abby.
Oh, love you back, Abby.
I tend to, agree with Abby's man boy.
Oh, look at you two rolling in testosterone.
I am not a straw dude.
Why? It's a convenience thing. Hey, you're not going to roll through a drive-thru and then take the lid and straw off and throw it in the back seat and slosh around with your big gulp.
But many times I will, especially after I've got the volume of the drink down by a couple of inches so it doesn't slosh out and you've got it in your cup holder.
You are living dangerously. You are living dangerously.
Well,
stop and go traffic with a lid off. I guess you don't value your seats in your car. or your pants.
Something else I have found.
What?
Is that I think you tend to drink a lot more when you have the straw.
Well, yeah. Straws
are
fun.
It sucks in so much more. Like, I'm married to a straw addict.
Mm-hmm.
because Gretchen uses straws. Like, she's got a stock at home, right? So she'll do something. She'll make a tasty beverage at home, and she slams that straw in every time.
I also have a straw stash at home, and I will. The only time I really use them at home or on the go is if I make like an iced coffee in the morning on my way to work. I need to put a straw in that. Because it's dark, too. I mean, have you ever tried to... Like, I have one of those to-go cups that have just the little opening on one side.
And you can't find
it? And, like, in the dark when I'm driving in, I do that thing where I have to stick my tongue out and then kind of go around the rim to find the hole before
Everybody's
I can drink.
Been there, buddy.
Yeah, you're like,
You even
just feel like
Starbucks
a moron.
Cup. You
yes.
know the Starbucks cup that's just got that little slit. You have to turn, you feel it on your cheek in the dark. You're like, oh.
Yeah,
wait.
And you're like rolling it around, and then your poor tongue gets stuck in there. And then you look over at the person next to you and kind of give them the, you know? So, yeah. I like straws. I have no beef with straws. So.
Even with like the margarita, I don't understand why people. Here's what I am confused about. People who, because I'm a no salt guy on a marg. Give me a marg on the rocks, no salt. And the funny thing is that bartenders are so absolutely trained that 3 times out of 10 when you order it no salt, you're going to get it with salt. And you just will, because they just can't help themselves. It's just muscle memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a no salt guy, but I watch people in my party with me who order it with salt, but then they put a straw in it and they drink the whole thing just through the straw.
So
and
it defeats the purpose.
They never touch the salt. And I'm like, so why?
Well, they just like the presentation. It's like when you get a plate of food and you get the parsley and the little garnish on the side. You don't eat that. It just looks good.
So
maybe it's just a presentation thing.
Is
yeah.
purely presentation.
I think so. Because when else are you going to do that to a glass? It makes me feel fancy.
If you drink a margarita with a salted rim, you always have the crusty salt around the outside of your mouth. Right? You know what I mean?
You're like, yeah, what's that on your... it's like in
a
your
margarita
facial
is
hair.
One of those drinks that you have to have a napkin ready for every
right.
sip. Because you take a sip and you've got salt
or somebody,
all over your face.
A good friend or lover with you that can point out, hey, clean your mouth off, you slob. You know, mm-hmm. that's what you need. What is this thing, though, that using a straw makes you less of a man? What is this guy's deal?
Well, I'm.
How
not,
does that make you less of a anything if you're
I'm
using
not,
a straw?
You know me. You've worked with me a long time. I am not big on the whole. You gotta be mutual. I think guys who posture like that are they look kind of like morons. I think. But in this case, I will say, drinking a beverage with a straw looks dainty. Is the way I'll say it. It looks very.
Whatever.
It just does. Like, I've seen you drink some of your drinks with straws. And you
do
just
I bat
so,
my eyes when I drink
yes,
it or
you
something?
Look so cute when you do it, you know?
I just need liquid in my mouth, that's all.
Oh, and there's one other exception to the rule, and
what?
That must be the milkshake. Because you can't really drink a milkshake
well,
straight
why can't
up
you use
without
a straw. Or not a straw, a spoon.
Well, you could. Yes, you could. But then you're getting, you know, like
see,
a
that's
blizzard.
The one. Okay, now that's the one thing I don't want to drink with a straw because it's very difficult to get that up through the straw sometimes. So you're sitting there going,
well,
you know, you're basically giving your like a headache as you're sucking so hard.
You're going to give yourself an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you get one little muscles. Like do it in your mouth. For 4 minutes of going to town on the straw.
Have you ever had like a chocolate banana shake and they got those chunks of banana and those
yes.
get up in the straw and then suddenly you're like, you're giving yourself a hernia trying to get that thing through. And
this
then
was
when
a horrible drink
through,
choice.
Right, when it shoots through.
It could blow out the back of your neck. You could kill yourself with a banana milkshake.
It's so true.
It's really you true. You could give yourself an aneurysm with some of those milkshakes, though. Mm-hmm. You are sucking so hard on those things.
There are some places that are generous, and they offer a variety of straws. They have a regular drink straw,
yeah.
and then they have the ones for shakes that are have a little bit
That's
more diameter.
That's what I'm thinking.
To them.
I have never seen a bigger straw. You need
oh,
like
yeah.
an inch diameter straw for a milkshake.
And the ones that are really cool have those straws that have a larger diameter, and at the bottom of one end, they have like a plastic type
spoon.
Of spoon.
Those are slurpees. drippy straws.
Yeah,
or
like
icy
that.
Straws. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which are far too flimsy for the milkshake, but good for an icy.
Right. But I don't want to drink a milkshake without a straw, because then it's from the top of your nose
plop
down to the around the sides of your mouth and under your chin. You
now
look
that's
like
that's not
fool.
Manly.
That's not at all.
All right.
So what are we telling Abby?
I don't know what we're telling Abby.
I agree with the
leave
man.
Leave him alone, I guess. It's his deal. It's his thing.
If he's a good person, he treats you well, he's fun to be around, let him have his straw opinion.
I guess. Just got a message from Michelle on Facebook. This straw conversation is so stupid, but fabulous.
Kind of the story of our show.
Ding.
Right there. You know?